welcome to another edition of Voices from the Past. I'm Dr. Denny, and the year is 400 BC. A fierce wintry wind whipped the beaten soldiers as they trudged through the Pontic Mountains toward the Black Sea. Artaxerxes had chased them for weeks, and the Greek army was exhausted. One by one they fell, frostbitten and defeated by winter's merciless breath. Xenophon the general saw a man unable to go on. He ordered a fellow soldier to carry him. Begrudgingly, the private obeyed, lifting the dying warrior to his shoulder. Later in the day, Xenophon came back and loomed over a grave freshly dug by this very private. At first, the general commended him for the act of decency, but then the corpse moved, lifting his frost-bitten leg. "He's still alive," shouted Xenophon. "Why, you're going to bury the man alive?" "Nah, he's going to die anyway," said the soldier. "I'm weary, and I'm not carrying him anymore. Let this grave take him. It's inevitable." When the general heard this, he jumped down from his horse and struck the private with his fist. "We're all going to die, so you're going to bury us too?" shouted the general in disgust. It was in 1941 that the founder of Boys Town, Father Flanagan, saw a drawing of a boy carrying a younger, crippled boy on his back. The caption beneath the drawing said this: "He ain't heavy, mister. He's my brother." The priest commissioned a statue of the drawing and placed it on the Boys Town campus. It's a good thing that Greek private wasn't carrying him. The Apostle Paul said it best: "Bear one another's burdens, and therefore fulfill the law of Christ. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." Galatians chapter 6. So everybody, go ahead and put that shovel down. Don't let weariness win. And I'll close with a thought from Rose Kennedy: "I know not age, nor weariness, nor defeat." This has been Voices from the Past. See you next time.